Hamlin comes off turn three and sees the green and white checkered flag. He will win the opening stage of today's race. Time now to check the top 10 in this opening stage, presented by Powerball. The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back. Start your entries for the chance to win $1 million at NASCAR Championship Weekend. Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR. Denny Hamlin wins the stage. Chris Buescher second. Tyler Reddick third. Chase Briscoe fourth. Eric Jones completes the stage in fifth. Zane Smith sixth. Joey Logano seventh. Chase Elliott eighth. William Byron worked his way up to ninth. And Alex Bowman finishing stage one in tenth.
At NAPA, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, NAPA has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission, to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know. NAPA knows.
At Progressive, we understand the bond you have with your boat. It's why people name theirs.
I named my boat Shore Don't. Get it? The other day when my friend said, "Hey, Larry, you want to head back in? It looks like it might rain." I said, "Shore Don't." I guess they didn't get it because they didn't laugh.
Whatever you call your boat, protect it by insuring it with Progressive, America's number one boat insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one rating based on boat market share data from ratefilings.com.
Working caution for the first time in today's race. It comes out at the conclusion of stage number one. Again, the stage won by Denny Hamlin. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
I'm Chip Flory from AgriTalk. Your home for the latest news and information affecting agriculture is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Here at Pocono, Denny Hamlin comes out strong. He starts from the pole. He leads all 30 laps in the opening stage and captures the stage win. Mike, this might come as a bit of a surprise. We talked earlier in the broadcast about the fact Denny Hamlin has won more races here than anyone in the history of the NASCAR Cup Series, 7 wins, but that was only his second stage win ever at Pocono.
Hard to believe, but Denny Hamlin's flexing muscle in the early going. Pit road is open. Here they come onto the pit lane. Cody Ware will stay out. So will a couple of other cars, but these pit stops will come at lap 31. Jason Toy.
Bunch of them making their way down the pit lane, including Ryan Preece, saying he needs to get a little bit better going into the corners, especially in the turn number one. It's going to make an air pressure and chassis adjustment for him. Alex Bowman is also in on this end of pit road. Tyler Reddick is in. It's going to be Alex Bowman down all the way along with Austin Cindric. Tyler Reddick. Kyle Busch is in on this end of pit lane, as well as Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and Kyle Larson. Steve Bowman.
Eric Jones, the first to hit his marks for Tyler Sunoco Racing Fuel. Chris Buescher reporting his car is pretty good. Off from turn number three and just a tick tight down into turn number one. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel. Denny Hamlin is very happy with his race car as well. Joey Logano getting pit service here. These stops at the end of stage number one, lap number 32.
Chris Buescher is the first off the pit lane. He will take the lead in front of Denny Hamlin as one of the fast cars off the pit lane. It's Buescher, Hamlin, Jones, Elliott, and Logano, the fastest five off of the pit lane, presented by Eero at Eero. They believe it's time. time to get more Wi-Fi from Wi-Fi. Introducing Eero Pro 7, bringing you Wi-Fi at the speed of life. And Eero 7, your entry into Wi-Fi 7. Discover their newest generation of routers on Eero.com. That's Eero.com.
The Xfinity fastest lap of the race so far belongs to Carson Hocevar with a speed of 168.669 miles per hour. If it stands, they will claim the Xfinity fastest lap award, Carson and that team, and earn one championship point. Sign up today for a super fast connection to NASCAR and never miss a second of the action. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on a qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Under the Saturday night lights at Richmond, there's no place to hide. Tight turns, tempers flaring. When the sun goes down and the sparks fly, dreams of the playoffs live or die in prime time. Three nights, three races, one shot at the best weekend of your summer. You better not miss it. NASCAR Weekend at Richmond Raceway, August 14th through the 16th. Get your tickets now at RichmondRaceway.com.
Just about set to go back racing stage two. Just about to begin. We'll reset the running order for you in just a moment. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Motor Racing Network's coverage from Pocono Raceway is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Real unlimited data for fans of fast. Official partner of NASCAR.
Welcome back to Pocono, where the field has just gotten a signal one more lap, and we will put them back under the green flag, getting ready to go racing here in stage two, resetting the running order at the front of the field as they work their way back into turn one. Brad Keselowski shows us the race leader, Carson Hocevar second, Ty Gibbs third, Cole Custer fourth, and John Hunter Nemechek is fifth.
Christopher Bell will restart in sixth, Daniel Suarez in seventh, Chris Buescher in eighth, Denny Hamlin will restart in the ninth spot with Eric Jones in 10th.
Then Chase Elliott 11th, Joey Logano 12th, Chase Briscoe 13th, Zane Smith is 14th, and Alex Bowman in the 15th spot.
16th is Tyler Reddick, 17th is William Byron, 18th is Ryan Preece, Ross Chastain will restart 19th, and Ryan Blaney is 20th.
Then further down the leaderboard, Austin Cindric 21st with Kyle Busch 22nd, Austin Dillon 23rd, A.J. Allmendinger 24th, Shane Van Gisbergen 25th, Bubba Wallace 26th, Justin Haley 27th, Riley Herbst 28th, Josh Berry 29th, and Kyle Larson 30th.
Ty Dillon's 31st, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 32nd, we've got Noah Gregson 33rd, Cody Ware 34th, Michael McDowell 35th, Todd Gilliland 36th, and Brennan Poole in 37th. When they come back to the line, it'll be 60 laps to go in this stage. Todd, walk us through some strategy options here as we're coming back to the green flag.
Well, this stage goes longer than a fuel run. It's 61 laps to go at this point. Feel like the fuel run is in the low 40s. I expect the guys that shorted it back at lap 27 be around lap 70, trying to run this tank as far as they can. I would look for the guys that just pitted here, maybe go another 3-4 laps longer than that, get themselves in position where they've got a 20-lap run to the end of the second stage.
Different scenario for Denny Hamlin. He's been out in front in the clean air for the entire first stage. Not going to be the case here. He's going to have to deal with some traffic.
Yeah, traffic, and Chris Buescher got position in front of him off exiting pit road, so we'll see what that 11 car does in dirty air.
Right now, Ty Gibbs will restart on the inside of the front row. Carson Hocevar on the outside. Make that Brad Keselowski will lead the field to the green flag. Through the restart zone, green will fly at lap 35. Keselowski is trying to get away. But the problem is, Dave, he's got Ty Gibbs basically Velcro to his left elbow at the front stretch.
He does indeed, and Ty Gibbs is going to charge hard into the corner. But he's got the bottom of the racetrack. Has to check up a bit. That allows Keselowski to sail around the outside to take the lead. Hocevar will follow Bradley to go to second place.
And in third right now is the Carson Hocevar Chevrolet as he is trying to battle with that machine. Again, they race their way to the tunnel turn. It's Brad Keselowski running in the top spot. Carson Hocevar is second. Ty Gibbs third. They're three wide working their way through the tunnel turn further back.
A mess farther back in the field, but up front, Ty Gibbs, he is in third now as the top two check out as John Hunter Nemechek bearing down on him. They remain three wide farther back.
Here they come, back off turn number three at the front of the field. Brad Keselowski had the race lead at the restart. He still has it by three car lengths over Carson Hocevar. Then a gap of about eight more car lengths back to Ty Gibbs.
Now, Ty Gibbs has got to get a move on here because that lead pair threatening to break away early here at the start of stage number two. Instead, he's falling back into the clutches of John Hunter Nemechek. Behind them, Denny Hamlin going to work on the back bumper of the Cole Custer machine.
That would be the race for fifth. Again, Cole Custer holds down the fifth spot. Denny Hamlin is sixth. Daniel Suarez, Chase Elliott, Christopher Bell, the top nine. As a matter of fact, they're side by side for eighth through the tunnel turn. Christopher Bell takes the spot away from Chase Elliott.
Elliott says not so fast as he powers back on the high side. They stay wheel to wheel down the short chute. Here's a bold move there by Chris Buescher. Pulls it to the inside now where Christopher Bell, they're side by side.
Shaking things up there on the back half of the top 10. You know, coming into this race, Brad Keselowski had only led eight laps in total in this racing season. He has just led his fifth, and he is trying to break away from the field.
It's been a bit of a head-scratcher this year, to say the least, for Brad Keselowski, but right now, he's got all his sails in the wind. He's opened up about an eight-car length advantage over Carson Hocevar.
So it's Brad Keselowski in a Ford leading the way. Second place right now is Carson Hocevar in a Chevy. Ty Gibbs in a Toyota make up the top three spots. John Hunter Nemechek inside of the top five and fourth. Then you find Denny Hamlin running fifth.
Behind them is Cole Custer, and then a good battle ongoing here just outside of the top five between Daniel Suarez and Chase Elliott. Elliott took a peek to the inside in turn two, falls back, goes at it again in turn three in the inside.
Denny Hamlin has picked up four positions since the restart, made a powerhouse move coming off turn three last time by to get around Cole Custer, and now Hamlin trying to work further into the top five in turn one.
Denny Hamlin's got a good hot rod here this afternoon, and that's bad news for the competition, because when Denny can do what he wants to do, he is a hard man to guard. He's got the fifth spot, and he's closing quickly on John Hunter Nemechek. Further back to the inside, trying to make a move is Ty Gibbs.
That is the battle for seventh as Chase Elliott, Ty Gibbs, and Daniel Suarez all jostling for that spot. Here's Chase Elliott moving around Daniel Suarez, Christopher Bell, and others out of two.
Elliott takes off with that position, opens it up to about three car lengths down the short chute. Bell all over the back bumper of Suarez, but Buescher not letting Bell escape. They are side by side in turn three. Move Buescher by Bell.
That is the race for the ninth position as it comes out of turn number three into the start-finish line. Chris Buescher started on the outside of the front row, got shuffled back on this most recent restart. Now he will affix his crosshairs on the back bumper of Daniel Suarez in turn one.
He will indeed. Suarez trying to hold him off a little bit closer to the front. Denny Hamlin's on the move again. He just made short work of John Hunter Nemechek. Move Hamlin to P4.
Denny Hamlin doesn't seem to be affected right now by the dirty air flowing to the nose of his Toyota Camry. He has been
been able to slice his way through traffic. He made the pass on Nemechek coming off of turn one. Now he's going after Ty Gibbs off turn two.
He continues to close in on the back bumper of Ty Gibbs as Hamlin rides in fourth. The battle for sixth is starting to pick up just behind them. Chase Elliott, another man on the move. He goes to the inside of Cole Custer.
Cole Custer has the position. He is in the sixth spot. Chase Elliott starts to rumble out of the pocket from seventh. Now he has to get back in line behind Cole Custer. Again, this is the battle for sixth. Back to turn one.
Elliott took a quick look to the inside. Didn't see what he liked. Tucked right back in line. He'll make another move to the inside now on entry into turn number one. Elliott to the inside. Right down on the yellow line. Cole Custer up top. Side by side off turn one. Give the spot to Chase Elliott.
Chase Elliott now moves around Cole Custer and takes that position away a little bit further back outside of the top 10. They are racing hot and heavy. William Byron, Christopher Bell, Eric Jones, and Joey Logano in a big knot headed off the tunnel turn.
Bell and Byron side by side. Logano and Jones side by side. Directly behind that battle as they work down the short chute. Race into turn three. Byron has the advantage on Bell. Logano's got the advantage on Jones.
In case you missed it earlier, William Byron started this race in the 31st position. Right now, he is about to crack his way into the top 10, Steve Post.
Car is very good. Just a little bit snug back in traffic when he was coming through the field. He ended up staying out there at that stage. Came in, had a really good pit stop, and he started this stage in the 14th spot. He hasn't said anything about the car. Rudy was worried. He did not want to mess with it too much because they know track position
situations. Turn one, hard into the outside wall. Riley Herbst wallops it on corner entry. May have been a failure of some kind in the front end of that automobile. Maybe a cut tire. We've seen brake explosions at this portion of the racetrack in the past. A hard, hard hit for Riley Herbst as he very slowly coasts to a stop at the exit of turn one.
Riley Herbst had been running back in the 30th position. Puts us under the caution flag for the second time this afternoon. Let's go back to Dave Moody.
One of those licks, Kurt, that really makes you hold your breath. He was coming into turn one on the very bottom of the racetrack. Something let go, and he just went straight up the banking, hard into the safer barrier. It certainly reminds you how fortunate we are that we're not running these guys into boilerplate like we did back in the early 70s, or even the concrete wall as we did before the advent of safer barriers. But trust me, that was a hard hit no matter what you're running into. Riley Herbst has come to a stop at the exit of turn one.
So Riley Herbst will put us under the second caution flag of the afternoon here in Pocono.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. Four tires, Sunoco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
At Eero, we believe it's time to get more Wi-Fi from your Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi that delivers on the promise of Wi-Fi 7 with lightning-fast speeds and minimal latency. Wi-Fi that lets us do all the things all at once and keeps us safe at the same time. It's time for Wi-Fi that's so reliable and easy, you don't even have to think about it. It's not too good to be true. It's just Eero. Learn more at Eero.com. That's Eero.com. Eero, the way Wi-Fi should be.
Working caution flag number two, the Great American Getaway 400 coming out at lap 41 when Riley Herbst made contact with the outside wall in front of Dave Moody. Right now at the top of the leaderboard, it's Brad Keselowski, who has just led his 10th lap of the afternoon. Carson Hocevar, Ty Gibbs, Denny Hamlin, John Hunter Nemechek are the top five. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
From the toasty mozzarella on top of your favorite pizza to the mound of real whipped cream on top of your favorite ice cream sundae, so many of the foods we enjoy are dairy products, and they get their start on the dairy farms of America. And we take this opportunity to say thanks to the men and women who operate our dairies and dairy farms.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month salute is being brought to you by Elsevia Co-op, your certified Ruby Fieldmaster distributor.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Bill Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Back at Pocono Raceway, caution flag is flying after Riley Herbst had a problem in turn number 1. Pit road will be open next time by.
That gives us a chance to take a look at what's coming up. Here's what lies ahead for the NASCAR Cup Series schedule, presented by Goodyear, building tires for more than 125 years from the track to the street and in all conditions. Goodyear has a tire for you. Goodyear, still, always, forever.
After this weekend, the NASCAR Cup Series will head off to the Echo Park Speedway in Hampton, Georgia, formerly known as the Atlanta Motor Speedway. That'll be 9 races to go in the regular season for the Cup cars. After that, we're headed to the streets of Chicago. That'll be on Sunday, July the 6th. Then off to Sonoma Raceway, Sunday, July 13th, at Dover International Speedway, the Monster Mile on July 20th. And then we'll close out the month of July at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the Brickyard 400. That'll give us 5 races remaining in the 2025 NASCAR Cup Series regular season.
As you were mentioning that upcoming schedule, Mike, one thing stands out. The NASCAR Cup Series not taking a lot of weekends off this summer.
No, only one weekend off for the Cup cars here in 2025, and that came back on Easter weekend. That was April 19th and 20th. They had that opening salvo of 9 races, and then the rest of the season, back to back to back, all the way through the playoffs, and when we crown the 2025 champion at the Phoenix Raceway in Avondale, Arizona on Sunday, November 2nd.
Todd Gordon, from your perspective as someone who has been a crew chief and a championship-winning crew chief, did you enjoy the intensity of the schedule when you would have several weeks in a row without a break?
I wouldn't want the run that they're on right now. I really liked when we had a break. You know, I like 2 breaks a season, maybe 3. I really would like to have a break to kind of reset before we get into maybe not 10 to go, but if we could get one at 12 or 13 to go, just to reset for those last regular season run and then set yourself up for the playoffs.
In your opinion, what is the right number of off weekends for the entire season? Right now we had one. Last year, I believe we had 2. If you were king of the castle for the day, what would you pick?
So last year we had the Olympic break, which really set up. That gave them 2 consecutive, which gave the teams an opportunity to actually take a week off. I like 2 to 3 as you look at this. I think 1's too tight for these guys. It's a grind, especially when you look at it being in April and we go all the way to the first week of November. It's 20-some races contiguously, and then you've got the playoffs in that. I'd like to see a break somewhere before the playoffs got rolling.
Pit road is now open, by the way. The field is behind the pace car just working off of the tunnel turn, and they will come off turn 3 to the head of pit lane in just a moment.
Let's see how these guys play this out. I don't think the leaders come here. I wonder if the back third to half of the field will come and top off with fuel. I would expect maybe the break back there about 20th. Maybe Ryan Blaney, Austin Cindric, but front guys could come too. I don't think you can make it to the end of the stage from here. I don't definitely see an advantage coming right here.
We will have takers because as we look down on the pit lane, we see a lot of teams with the 2 tires on the pit lane in the pit box, and the signboards are waving. Here come the leaders opening a pit road. Chris Buescher, the first that'll make the move onto the pit lane. Alex Bowman will follow him on the pit lane. Also, Chase Briscoe, Ryan Blaney. About 20 cars will make the move to the pit lane. Alex Bowman's in his pit stall. He'll get service along with Ryan Preece. We've also got Ty Dillon in, Justin Haley, Noah Gregson, Kyle Busch, and more stops in front of Steve Post.
Todd Gordon mentioned Ryan Blaney. He is in. Going to be 4 tires Sunoco Racing Fuel. Chris Buescher, the furthest one forward that brought his car in. Car had gotten somewhat loose, and they wanted to come in and put a wrench on it and adjust it a little bit. So there goes Chris Buescher down and away. Austin Dillon down and away. Bubba Wallace getting pit service here as well as we roll through stage number 2.
Here comes the field now back off the pit lane. By the way, a quick note, Todd Gordon talked about the length of stage 2, and that brings up a key point because of the fact that the opening stage of the race today, Mike, was 30 laps. This second stage of the race, 65 circuits. We won't get to the end of stage 2 until lap 95.
And we have 50 laps to go in stage 2 with Brad Keselowski leading at the controls.
Coverage varies by plan. View contract and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Do you own a 2005 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? With the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering a low-cost vehicle coverage plan designed to save you thousands off costly vehicle repairs. Get your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage are included. For your free quote, call 800-471-2595. 800-471-2595.
NASCAR Live isn't just Tuesday nights. On Thursday, we go wide open with some of the sport's biggest legends.
Dover's so good that even concrete couldn't ruin it.
And some of NASCAR's rising stars.
I don't like getting drove in the back of, and I honestly don't like doing it. But you're not buddy-buddy with everybody, and I've had to learn that.
NASCAR Live Wide Open has you covered from the rookie class all the way to the Hall of Fame. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Right now on the racetrack, we continue under the caution flag. Riley Herbst crashing in turn number one at lap 41. He has just stepped out of the care center and is with Jason Toy.
After a hard hit like that, it's great to see him walk out of the care center. Take us what happened in there in turn number one.
Yeah, I don't know. I've grown up watching his races at Pocono and seen a lot of people happen to what happened to me, and it's a scary feeling for sure. I was just starting to get tight, and I thought that was just a bad adjustment on my part, but an end to one. The brakes just went to the floor, and lost, I think, a rotor exploded or something, and along for the ride.
All right, he's able to walk away from it. That's Riley Herbst.
From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Hello. This is one of our calves here at Wheezy Brothers Farms, and my name is Madison. My great-grandfather bought the land, and my grandfather and his brothers began milking dairy cows here in 1982. I want to continue that strong passion for dairy farming, and I want to be able to pass that love and passion on to my kids someday.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month salute is brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Back with you at Pocono, wrapping up the caution flag, our second of the day for an incident involving Riley Herbst. Right now the field has just worked through turn number three. When they come off of turn three back across start finish, they will get the signal one more lap. We will put them back under the green flag. You know, Mike, we were talking about the Herbst situation. If you're carrying the kind of speed, I mean, coming off the end of this front straightaway north of 190 miles an hour, and then you go back into turn number one, if anything goes wrong, if the brakes aren't there, if you cut down a tire, what have you, you're going to make not only contact, you're going to make hard contact with that outside safer barrier.
And, Dave, that's something that we've seen here over the years at Pocono.
I've seen far too many of those over the years here at Pocono, Mike. I guess the first one that comes immediately to mind many, many years ago, Kenny Schrader upside down on fire and on top of the wall right in front of me here at Pocono. That's back before the days that there was a fence. I thought he was coming right through our billboard. Somewhat more recently, Jeff Gordon exploded a brake rotor, went down through the grass, came up and just knocked the wall down driver's side first. And just a couple of years ago, Bubba Wallace had a ride like that here in turn one at Pocono. So yes, it's been known to happen. They've spent the last few laps, NASCAR has, picking up an assortment of shrapnel. If you want to know what happens to a brake rotor when it explodes on entry to turn one, it disintegrates into a series of really small pieces of metal, from nickel-sized all the way up to silver dollars. And based on, they pick them up quickly. Based on how quickly they put a few of them down, they were either really, really heavy or really, really hot. I'm going to go with hot.
Todd, would you agree?
Yes. Yeah. usually when they explode, it's because they got too hot. So you think about it, that rotor runs. I mean, that rotor, typically, when we're running them the way we want to, it sees 1,300, 1,400 degrees. If you overheat one, you're probably up 1,600, 1,700. 1,800 degrees before they grenade.
Right now on the racetrack, the field has gotten the one-to-go signal. They're halfway down the short chute. Brad Keselowski will restart as the race leader. Carson Hocevar will restart in second with Ty Gibbs third. Denny Hamlin now up to fourth. John Hunter Nemechek in fifth. Chase Elliott, Cole Custer, Daniel Suarez, William Byron, and Christopher Bell. They are the top 10 drivers as they follow the pace car through turn four. And they'll come back to the green flag with 48 complete. That'll leave us 47 to go.
Moment ago, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., A.J. Allmendinger, Todd Gilliland all came down the pit lane for an additional splash of fuel. They have returned to the racetrack. Pace car goes to pit road. Here comes the field now off corner number three. Coming down to the line, Brad Keselowski sees the green flag. He's been out front for the last 15 laps or so. He restarts in the outside lane with Carson Hocevar to the inside.
Hocevar trying to give him a rundown on an inside line, not getting a lot of drafting help in his attempt to do so. He tries to stay with a wheel inside. He'll do that on entry to one, but Brad Keselowski too strong off the corner. Keselowski to the lead. Hocevar to second. Denny Hamlin looking inside of Gibbs for third.
That's the side-by-side fight for third. Halfway up the long pond straightaway. It's Denny Hamlin to the inside of Ty Gibbs, racing for that spot behind them. They are frantically weaving back and forth. Chase Elliott, Cole Custer, and Joey Logano racing hard out of two.
Elliott to the inside of Cole Custer. They will run wheel-to-wheel down the short chute further ahead. A big move by William Byron. Three wide in turn three. Hamlin up the racetrack, leaning on Ty Gibbs as Byron flies by.
And the inside lane opens up, and here comes William Byron powering his way to the inside. Byron goes to third. Denny Hamlin's just trying to hang on to fourth. John Hunter Nemechek making moves past the start-finish line.
Willie B. out of the back of the pack making some very aggressive moves, trying to get his way to the front. He's up to the number three spot. Five car lengths back to Denny Hamlin, then John Hunter Nemechek and Ty Gibbs off turn one.
Nemechek and Ty Gibbs close together, fighting for the fifth spot. Single file now, following each other back to turn number two. Here's Ty Gibbs diving to the bottom on Nemechek. Nemechek tried to slam the door, but he couldn't quite do it. Gibbs is right there out of two.
Ty Gibbs pulls right up to the left elbow of Nemechek in another big, bold move. This time it's Elliott making it three wide, entering turn three, and Elliott takes two for one as they work back onto the front straightaway.
Chase Elliott goes from seventh to sixth to fifth with that move around turn three, and now manages to work his way back up into line. They all straighten out, go nose to tail to turn one.
Chase Elliott wasting no time getting away from those two cars that he just bypassed in turn number three. So Chase Elliott goes to fifth. Gibbs now is sixth. Nemechek seventh. John Hunter beginning to feel some heat now from Cole Custer, who rides in the eighth spot.
Cole Custer holds down that eighth position right behind John Hunter Nemechek. Then behind those two, you find the Joey Logano Ford Mustang, Eric Jones, and others. Here's Nemechek further up, going back after Ty Gibbs. They're side by side off the tunnel turn.
Yeah, that battle for sixth not over by any means, Tim, as now it is Custer shoving Gibbs into turn three. He's on the outside now of Nemechek wheel to wheel.
Gibbs will gain that spot coming off the corner. John Hunter Nemechek is just trying to stop the bleeding right now. He's lost one spot to Gibbs. He's about to lose another to Cole Custer. Does at the start-finish line. And while they're all racing and trying to side draft, Joey Logano has entered the fray.
Joey's trying to look to the outside as squeezing John Hunter Nemechek down to the bottom of it was Cole Custer. Joey thought about going high side around both of them. Thought better of it. He'll fall back in line now. Bust a move to the inside of Custer on the long pond stretch.
As they race hard for that spot, further up, change for third. Denny Hamlin takes his Toyota Camry around the inside of William Byron. Give Hamlin the third spot. Byron back to fourth.
And not only did Hamlin get around and clear of William Byron, he is putting distance between those two cars. It's two car lengths entering turn three as Hamlin now will start to reel in Carson Hocevar.
Further back, it is side by side for the ninth position. Eric Jones is making a move down to the inside. You've got Joey Logano nearby that battle as well. Logano has eighth, then Cole Custer in ninth, and then Eric Jones sorts out in tenth.
That's a good four-car battle as they race down the front straightaway turn one. Nobody in a position to make a move on anybody right now, although Cole Custer takes a little bit of a a look to the inside of Joey Logano. Nothing there. They'll fall back single file.
This is the ongoing fight for eighth. Headed down the long pond straightaway. Joey Logano holds down the eighth spot. Cole Custer wants to take it away. Not too far behind Cole Custer is Eric Jones, Christopher Bell, and Ross Chastain.
And right behind Ross Chastain is a good ongoing battle. It is Austin Cindric. He goes to the inside of Daniel Suarez, and he brings along Kyle Larson. Larson and Suarez will go wheel-to-wheel entering turn three.
That is the race for the 13th position right there between Suarez, Cindric, and Larson. They sort out the issue coming off the corner, but Daniel Suarez, Trackhouse Racing, having a good run here this afternoon. Now it's Larson that gets around Suarez. Blaney in that mix as well. Dave, that's a solid pack of cars stacking up from about the 8th position on back.
Daniel Suarez has had a good top 10 qualifying effort here this afternoon. On the backslide a bit here, here comes Ryan Blaney. He'll charge to the outside, take another spot away from Daniel at the exit of 1.
I've been watching Ryan Blaney since the drop of the green flag. He has been extremely aggressive. He moves around Daniel Suarez, looks ahead, and sees Kyle Larson and Austin Cindric side by side.
Larson is on the inside of Austin Cindric.
Oh, trouble, turn two. One car hard to the outside wall is Bubba Wallace. He pounded the wall hard with his Toyota Camry. He has got heavy damage to the right side of his car as he continues on down the short chute.
We remain under the green flag. The leaders come across start-finish. Brad Keselowski has just put lap 54 on the board. Dave, he is now led for the last 22 circuits.
Not only is he led, he's been able to pull away, Kurt, by a good 8, maybe 10, now maybe even 12 car lengths over Carson Hocevar. Another 15 back to Denny Hamlin.
Caution is on the speedway. It weighs for the third time of the afternoon, and it's for debris put down by Bubba Wallace, who just had wall contact in front of Tim Catalfemo.
Bubba Wallace went into turn number 2 and just hit the outside wall extremely hard with the right side of his McDonald's Toyota Camry. There are parts and pieces that are laying in the very upper groove through the tunnel turn. Wallace was able to continue on at a fairly good pace coming off of turn number 2, but the car was smoking very heavily. And as I said, parts and pieces flew off of the Bubba Wallace Toyota just a few moments ago.
As a result, we are into the caution for the third time here this afternoon. What a frustrating weekend for Bubba Wallace, because that's a car that's got speed. He demonstrated that in practice. Then he had the starter situation. He had to start at the back of the pack, and he was trying to work his way out of some traffic, and then he scrapes the wall over in turn 2.
Well, it was eerily similar to the problem that Riley Herbst had down in turn 1 in front of Dave Moody. Todd, your thoughts?
Yeah, both 2311 race cars. I don't know if this is a brake rotor or a tire. He had a failure of something in the front end there getting into turn 2. Looked like a downshift, and the wheel went pretty tight. I can't tell whether he had a tire failure or whether he had a brake rotor, which would have led to a tire failure.
As a result, we work under the caution flag here. Still a ways to go in stage number 2. 40 laps remaining in this second stage of the race, to be precise. So lap 55 has just gone on the board. And again, lap 95 will mark the conclusion of stage number 2.
Yeah, if you look at it, I think when pit road's open this time, it's going to be pretty busy. This puts you in a position where you can make it to the end of stage. You can definitely make it to where you want to short the stage. I would expect to see pit stops here.
And we'll see indeed if everybody comes down the pit lane. The field has been collected by the pace car on the long pond straightaway. And we'll see when pit road opens who is going to take that opportunity to come down pit road for service. Some have been last on pit road at lap 27. Some at lap 32. Others at lap 45. We've got some interesting pit strategies going on right now. But Brad Keselowski has just led his 23rd lap of the afternoon. What a good run so far today for Roush Fenway Keselowski Racing, Kurt.
Yeah, Brad has spent his share of time in this second stage showing the way. Dave touched on the fact, as Dave said, not only leading, but able to break away at the front of the field. And as everyone knows, that team needs a good run, Todd.
And this is a place that Brad's been successful in the past. If you think back to 2011, he won here on a fuel mileage piece, banged up ankles and everything else. I was really proud of the effort that he put forward there. Brad knows how to win. And I think he and Jeremy Bullins can put it together and put something together. They're in contention today.
We will wait another lap for pit road to open, and we will get an idea then who's going to come down for service and perhaps maybe use a little pit strategy to their favor. Once we get done today, we are going to pack up, and some of us will head to the Echo Park Speedway, the former Atlanta Motor Speedway in Hampton, Georgia. It's going to be an interesting time there for the NASCAR Cup and NASCAR Xfinity Series, while also coming up on the schedule, you've also got the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series at Lime Rock Park in Connecticut. Kurt, I know you're going to be on board for that one. That's brand new this year in 2025. I'm sure you're looking forward to going to the great state of Connecticut.
Very much so. It's a state and a part of the country that some of us maybe haven't spent a lot of time in over the years. My roots are in the Midwest, but always grew up with an appreciation for Lime Rock, because Lime Rock was one of those tracks. Even if you were a kid growing up primarily as a fan of NASCAR, you soon learned to appreciate other series as well, other types of racing. And one can remember getting the magazines, whether it was the Speed Sport News or the Auto Racing Digest, and they would have reports on events that took place at Lime Rock Park. A lot of history to that facility.
So while the NASCAR Cup and Xfinity Series races in Atlanta, Lime Rock Park will host the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series, the Liuna 150. Also in play that weekend, the Arca Menard Series, the Lime Rock Park 100. Motor Racing Network will have coverage, and the NASCAR Racing Network will have coverage, respectively. Tune in at 12:30 p.m. Eastern for trucks, 4 p.m. Eastern for the Arca Menard Series, part of a very busy racing weekend in Georgia and Connecticut. And Kurt, you talk about going to the great state of Connecticut. What can be wrong with going to the home state of our beloved Kyle Ricky of Killingly?
I was just about to say, you know, he will lead our broadcast coming up next weekend from Lime Rock. I trust that he will be a gracious host.
I don't know. Depending on what mood Kyle's in. Kyle, we love you. Right now, the field is out of turn number three. We're still waiting for pit road to open, and it's going to be closed one more lap, so we'll make another caution lap. What opportunity does this give the teams downstairs, Todd, to formulate a plan as it will? Oh, Brad Keselowski, the race leader, is pitting right now with pit road closed. Everybody stays out. This pit stop for Brad Keselowski comes at lap 57, and he's headed to Steep Post.
Yes, indeed. The plan was to pit all along, but I think there was a miscue, because I am not sure and not even sensing any issues on it that would cause him to come down. And unfortunately, Brad Keselowski here pitting when pit road is closed. Going to be four tires waiting on the fuel, topping it off with Sunoco Racing fuel. But seems to me like, the list radio communication is that they missed the call on pit road being closed.
Wow, what a penalty. And that's been the 2025 season for this sixth team. They've had speed at times, just made too many mistakes. And this is one that's going to bury him at a place that I think he was in good position. Going to be tough to recover from there. I want to talk a little bit, the extra caution lap here. The guys that actually came back here at 45, 46, 47, that topped off, I think these caution laps may put them in a window if they want to take the risk and stay out, get the track position, that they can make it to where they short stage two and put themselves there. I wouldn't be surprised to see the guys that came at 45 to stay out and cycle forward here.
Let's double back on the Brad Keselowski thing. We talked about this yesterday in our practice and qualifying coverage, that the mantra of the sixth team this year, and that's the team, obviously, that Brad Keselowski drives for. They take two steps forward. Something like this will knock them four steps back. They'll gain a couple, then they'll knock a couple back, and then they'll gain three, and then they're back two. It almost seems like the more good things happen, the more bad things are waiting in the wings and affects them at some point.
With where we are in racing today, you have to excel at everything. You can't be unbuttoned on anything. You've got to not make mistakes, and they've made too many mistakes this year. They've had speed at times. They've not been 30th in speed. They've been decent. They just make too many mistakes, and obviously one here today.
Field coming off turn three. Todd talked about the drivers that stopped back at lap 45. They included Alex Bowman, Chase Briscoe, Ryan Blaney, Chris Buescher, Austin Dillon, Zane Smith, Ryan Preece, and Kyle Busch. Those were the drivers who stopped about a dozen laps ago. Here comes a lot of cars on the pit road. Let's start with Jason Toy.
We're going to see a lot of two-tire stops and some with fuel only. Right side tires for John Hunter Nemechek. Fuel only here for Ryan Preece. Right side, matter of fact, four tires, though. Chris Bell further back to the pack. Ryan Preece, John Hunter Nemechek. Nemechek away. Tyler Reddick on with four tires along with Kyle Busch. Steve Post.
Four tires to call for William Byron. Really, really good call on that. But it's a two-tire stop for Ryan Blaney. Two tires for Denny Hamlin down here, making sure it's fully topped off with Sunoco Racing Fuel. Daniel Suarez down and away. Austin Dillon, Shane Van Gisbergen, and all getting pit service here on lap number 58.
Denny Hamlin, the first off the pit lane, followed by Ryan Blaney, also the car of Ross Chastain, John Hunter Nemechek, and Zane Smith. They are the top five off pit road, presented by National Debt Relief. Are you struggling with credit card debt? National Debt Relief can help you get back on track. They negotiate with your creditors to reduce the amount you owe. Ready to take back your life? Visit nationaldebtrelief.com to get started.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on the qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Joey Logano stayed out on the racetrack while others came down for service. He becomes the fourth different leader of the race this afternoon. Staying all out behind him in second was Austin Cindric, followed by Josh Berry, Alex Bowman, and Chase Briscoe. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder. Wondering at this life. And never ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at AdventHealth.com/human spirit.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
Back at Pocono, when the field comes to the line, it'll be the restart with 60 laps complete. Kurt, that will leave us with 35 laps to go in this stage.
A reminder, in case you're just joining us, if you missed the opening stage of the race, Denny Hamlin took the first stage of the day and led every lap. Since then, he has been in the process of working his way back up through the top 10, through the top 5. But after we have cycled through this most recent caution and these most recent pit stops, he gets ready to restart back in the 12th position.
Here comes the field out of turn number 4. Pace car hits the pit road, and everybody's inching closer to the Pocono restart zone. Green flag back up. Joey Logano up to the gearbox. He's got a Penske teammate in Austin Cindric to his left. He's got another Penske-related teammate behind him in Josh Berry. They're scattering out 3, 4, 5 wide on the end of the front straightaway.
5 wide back around 15th place. Let's see what happens here. Somebody gets shoved up out of the groove. Going way to the outside is Todd Gilliland. He's the big loser. The big winner is Joey Logano.
Everybody makes it off of turn number 1 cleanly. Joey Logano is the race leader. They continue to fan out 2 and 3 wide, headed down the Long Pond Straight. They're 3 wide for third, entering turn 2. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. gets around Austin Cindric and Josh Berry.
Somehow they sort out that mess. You can move Stenhouse into third, Cindric now back and forth in a side-by-side ongoing battle for fifth. It is Briscoe who's got the advantage over Berry.
At the front of the field, Joey Logano. Of course, he stayed on the racetrack. He has not been to pit road since lap number 32. But now, here's Alex Bowman. Bowman last stopped at lap number 45, and he's closing in for the lead.
Right there on the back bumper of Joey Logano as they reach the end of the back straightaway and dive into turn number two. Joey about a groove up off the bottom. Bowman will run the very low line, closes in, but can't make the move as they hit the long pond stretch.
Alex Bowman, though, is there, right on the back bumper of Joey Logano in the ongoing fight for the race lead. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. settles into the third spot. Austin Cindric and Carson Hocevar, the top five. Josh Berry feeling a little bit of pressure from Chase Briscoe. That's for six.
Briscoe is filling the rearview mirror of Josh Berry further ahead. Here's Bowman. He thought about making a move on Logano. Falls back in the tire track. Has the battle for the race lead.
Ford and Chevy battle for the lead coming out of turn number three at lap 62. Right now it's Logano in the Ford with a two-car length advantage over Alex Bowman in the Chevrolet. What about Ricky Stenhouse Jr.? The Martins Potato Roll Chevrolet is on the roll, headed to one.
It's been a rough start for him. He was mired back in the pack after a so-so qualifying effort at best. He's up to third right now, getting a good look as Alex Bowman breaks ranks and goes to the inside for the lead.
Alex Bowman gets a fender alongside of Joey Logano. Now starts to weave back and forth, trying to break the draft, headed down the long pond straightaway. It's now Bowman that will slide in front of Logano. He'll take the lead. Joey goes back to second. Here's Stenhouse rallying in third.
Alex Bowman takes away the race lead from Logano, and he is pulled away. Logano now starting to fall back into the clutches of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. The battle for fourth. Here's Hocevar to the outside of Cindric.
As that battle continues, here comes Alex Bowman back to start finish. He started the day back in the 25th position at lap number 63. He goes to the top of the leaderboard for the first time.
Not only that, he flexes some muscle, pulling away immediately by six, maybe seven car lengths over Logano, who rides in second. Joey's got more concerns at the back door. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is there. Carson Hocevar back two more, then Austin Cindric.
All those cars starting to line up at the back door for Joey Logano. That is the race for the second spot as Alex Bowman starting to stretch his legs a little bit out in the lead. It's five car lengths separating Alex Bowman, the leader, from second place runner Joey Logano.
And Logano, he is holding off Ricky Stenhouse Jr., but as mentioned, that pack of cars continues to be tightly packed together. Stenhouse takes a stab at the back bumper of Logano in turn three. That's the third.
And just trying to explain the strategy here for Joey Logano, for Austin Cindric, for Josh Berry. They all came at 32, but the two cautions we've had have probably bought them 4 to 5 laps. They can probably make it to low 80s, at least a lap 80. I think they can make it to 80 and get themselves in a window. From 80, they can go to 120 to finish the race at 160, trying to tie the end of the race together.
Right now, Joey Logano posted in second, Austin Cindric in fifth, Josh Berry in sixth. The leaders clear one and hit the long pond straightaway.
Ricky Stenhouse Jr. coming off of turn number one, looked to the outside for a moment on Joey Logano, trying to get around him for the second spot. Here is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. right on the back bumper of Logano through the tunnel turn.
A good run there by Stenhouse off of turn number two as they hit the short chute. Stenhouse, he has got a mirror full of Carson Hocevar, but he is doing the same to Joey Logano, who's dead ahead.
Ryan Blaney trying to work out of some traffic at the back of the field, speeding on pit road. Last time down the pit lane, that leaves him back in the 27th position. Meanwhile, that battle for second remains one of the best battles on the racetrack.
It's a three-man dance right now, heading down the front straightaway and into turn one. Well behind the new leader, Alex Bowman. Joey Logano's got a party at the back door. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. feeling the heat. Hocevar looks to the inside. Can't make the move as they exit turn one.
Stenhouse fell off of the back bumper of Joey Logano. Now he has to deal with Carson Hocevar. All three of those cars of Logano, Stenhouse, and Hocevar in a line down the backstretch, through the corner, off turn two, headed to Nathan Prouty.
These three cars continue to act like an accordion, Tim, and now on the short shoot, it is Stenhouse again pulling right up to the back bumper of Logano. About a half a car length separate those two off turn three.
If you've been following the events of the NASCAR Cup Series this year, you know that Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Jr. and Carson Hocevar have had a couple of not-so-friendly gatherings on the racetrack. Right now, they are nose-to-tail. Stenhouse leading Hocevar on the racetrack, and it's a battle for third.
Carson Hocevar said this weekend that he knows there's a payback coming from Ricky Stenhouse at some point. I don't believe Pocono Raceway is the place to do it. I don't think Ricky would do that, but they are racing hot and heavy down the long pond straightaway.
To your point, Dave, I think Carson Hocevar is going to be mighty careful trying to pass Ricky Stenhouse Jr. for this third position. For now, Hocevar follows Stenhouse back to turn number two.
Logano pulls away from Stenhouse. You can put a car length or two in between that battle. And again, as Hocevar gingerly working around the Stenhouse Chevrolet, Stenhouse pulls in again on the back bumper of Logano.
As far as radio communication goes, what Hocevar is hearing right now, two words, be smart. He rides along in the fourth position. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. straight ahead as they go to turn one.
Carson Hocevar right up underneath his rear spoiler all the way down the front straightaway and into turn number one. Ricky Stenhouse looking low on Logano, can't find any room, drifts up the racetrack, opens the bottom, but Hocevar can't take advantage.
You can throw a blanket over these three cars that continue to race hot and heavy for the second spot. Meanwhile, Alex Bowman continues to get further ahead as the race leader. Here's Bowman through turn two. Then goes Logano, Stenhouse, and Hocevar.
Alex Bowman enjoying and loving life right now at the front of the field. He has put a sizable advantage to him and Joey Logano. Bowman trying to build momentum off a strong run last week at Mexico City.
Alex Bowman right now leading by just a tad over a second. Comes to the line, puts lap 68 on the board. That'll leave 27 laps to go in stage two. While we have a moment, let's let you know where your favorite driver is running. Brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, official partner of NASCAR. Fans of fast, get ready for real, unlimited data on reliable 5G with no contracts or hidden fees. Now at Walmart and StraightTalkWireless.com. Straight Talk Wireless.
Alex Bowman is the race leader with Joey Logano riding in second. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. third. Carson Hocevar fourth. And Austin Cindric is fifth. Chris Buescher is sixth. Josh Berry seventh. Denny Hamlin eighth. Justin Haley up to ninth. And Chase Briscoe tenth.
Running 11th is Eric Jones. Ross Chastain is 12th. Todd Gilliland is 13th. Kyle Larson is 14th. And William Byron is 15th. John Hunter Nemechek posted in the 16th spot. 17th is Zane Smith. Ryan Preece is 18th. Chase Elliott's 19th, and Brad Keselowski is 20th.
With Michael McDowell 21st, Ryan Blaney 22nd, Noah Gregson 23rd, Daniel Suarez is 24th, Kyle Busch 25th, Christopher Bell is 26th, Ty Gibbs 27th, Austin Dillon 28th, Ty Dillon 29th, and Cole Custer 30th.
A.J. Allmendinger having a challenging day. He's in the 31st position with Shane Van Gisbergen in 32nd. Tyler Reddick is 33rd, Cody Ware 34th, Brennan Poole is 35th. Two drivers out of the race, Bubba Wallace in 36th, and Riley Hurst in the 37th and final position.
Don't miss your chance to race for the million.
Finalists, are you ready?
The NASCAR Powerball Playoff is back. Enter now to win a VIP trip to the NASCAR Cup Series Championship race at the Phoenix Raceway, where you could take home $1 million.
The winner is contestant.
The race for the million is on.
It's been amazing.
Powerball, the official lottery game of NASCAR. Home to the NASCAR Powerball Playoff.
Under the Saturday night lights at Richmond, there's no place to hide. Tight turns, tempers flaring. When the sun goes down and the sparks fly. Dreams of the playoffs live or die in prime time. Three nights, three races. One shot at the best weekend of your summer. You better not miss it. NASCAR Weekend at Richmond Raceway, August 14th through the 16th. Get your tickets now at richmondraceway.com.
No changes in the top five while we were away. It's all Alex Bowman right now at the front of the field. When he comes to the line, he will have led his ninth lap of the day. 24 laps to go in stage two. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
Welcome back to coverage of the Great American Getaway 400 presented on MRN by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com.
Field right now working across turn number two. Still 23 laps to go.
There's here trouble in turn number one, up against the outside wall and just scuffling his way along is Michael McDowell. I think he knew he had a problem at the end of the front straightaway, took it way high and just rode the wall all the way to the exit of one.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see if the tire carcass will hold on to that car. He is halfway down the back straightaway. He is headed to the tunnel turn, greatly reduced rate of speed, but there's obviously a definite problem on the right side of that machine, and hoping that he can limp it back to the pit and the garage area. While right now at lap 73, Josh Berry is coming in for service. Interesting that Josh Berry, after staying out under the most recent pitting opportunity, will take this opportunity to pit in front of Steve Post.
Josh Berry was last in at the end of the stage, lap number 32, and he's ran about as long as he can. Looks like 51 laps, although there was some caution. Little problem on the right side of the car. They had to double pump, double clutch on the jack coming out of that car. Now they get the left side in, full of Sunoco Racing. Goes Josh Berry back out onto the racetrack.
We do remain under the green flag, at least for now. You heard Dave describe the situation with Michael McDowell a moment ago down in turn number one. He has now gotten off the racing surface, McDowell has. He is now on the access road that runs along the inside of turn number three, and he is working his way toward the pit lane.
Chase Briscoe will pit at lap 74. He will give up what would be the, looks like the eighth position. Let's follow the Briscoe stop.
He was last in at lap 40. They're going to take a tear off the windshield to get him clear view. Right side tires are already on. No adjustments here for Chase Briscoe. Second can of Sunoco fuel going in for the Bass Pro Shop Toyota. Little hesitation, pull it away.
Still some 21 laps to go here in stage two. Michael McDowell has made it back to pit road. Again, we have remained under the green flag, so McDowell safely off the racing surface and on the pit lane. We continue to work here under the green flag as a result, working our way through stage number two. While all of this has been going on, Alex Bowman has remained at the front of the field. His advantage, 1.2 seconds over Joey Logano. Todd, how about the fact that Bowman was able, we talked about the fact Logano's not been in since lap 32. Bowman was last in at lap 45. Are you surprised after the way Bowman ran him down for the race lead that Logano has been able to stay in position and hang on to second?
He's a really good fighter there. I think Bowman's doing what he has to do to maintain the gap, probably trying to save a little bit of fuel so he can save the pit stop that he's going to have to make. Really, we saw the 21 car, Josh Berry, come to pit road there. We saw the 19 of Chase Briscoe come as well. I think those guys hoping that was a caution with Michael McDowell trying to get ahead of the cycle. Unfortunately, the track stayed green, put him in a hole.
With 20 laps to go in stage two, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN.